For the 25th year in a row, they've done it again. After performing their one-act Metamorphoses at the 2023 Wisconsin Interscholastic Theater Festival State Competition, Appleton North High School Theater has taken home their 25th consecutive Critics' Choice Award. Every fall, qualifying high schools from around the state compete with a timed 40-minute one-act play. That means crews must put up the set, perform, and take down the set in that time frame. Plays that go over 40 minutes are automatically disqualified. A panel of four judges, who are theater professionals, pay close attention to acting technique and production quality and may give awards for outstanding acting, outstanding direction, outstanding ensemble, outstanding crew, and the highest honor of all, the Critics' Choice Award. Director Ronald Parker reflected after their performance on Friday.
It was wonderful. They received a sustained standing ovation, which was really cool after the show, and they wonderful comments from the judges. So it, you know, they were at their best, and they really kind of opened up all the floodgates and just, you know, they just did their very, very, very best. And it's really cool when it pays off.
And even though this was their 25th consecutive win, North actually has 27 Critics' Choice under their belt.
I came after the first 4 years of the school, and the guy who I replaced, who retired, saw the first class through, and he did one act every other year. So he went twice in the first 4 years of North. And then they both got a Critics' Choice for those as well, because he was an excellent director.
Kai Handwerker, a junior, won an Outstanding Acting Award for the role of Hunger.
This is my first one act, so I was just like, yeah, like, oh, I got a role, like, this will be fun. And the judge who came in to talk to us, he had talked a little bit how he really liked Hunger's movement, and I had put a lot of work into that, so I was really like, oh, yeah, I'm proud of myself for that. But I thought that was, like, the peak. I thought that was, like, the best. And then he called my name for the acting award, and I was like, wait, really? This is real? This is happening? Oh, my goodness.
Senior Aaron Lemmer also won an acting award for playing Midas.
And it's always been as though everything I touched has turned to gold. Not literally, of course. Wouldn't that be something?
Lemmert noted the importance of teamwork in one act.
Maybe you bring in one crate. If that one crate isn't brought in, all of a sudden the entire set isn't built and the show can't happen. So every single person matters just as the next person. And that feels so great because you know everyone is dedicated just as much as you are.
And with teamwork comes overcoming obstacles together. Cast and crew said putting a pool of water on stage presented its challenges. Sophomore stage manager Maya Ballerstein.
When we decided we were going to have a pool of water and figuring out how we'd get all of that off the stage at the end, and then realizing that we needed to bring towels in and put them under it and making sure that it always have a bucket and passing the towels out, I think that was something really big to overcome.
One of North's one-act judges last year when they did Treasure Island was a judge for them this year too. Parker described an interaction between them.
And I said, actually, you know, you were one of our adjudicators last year. And he said, oh, really? What was the show you did? And when I said, Treasure Island, he, like, his eyes got about the size of saucers and his jaw dropped. He says, you're that school? You're the one who did that? I talked about you all year last year. And he says, now I'm going to talk about this show all year. So, yes, that was really, really gratifying.
In all, Appleton North is going home with two Outstanding Acting Awards, Outstanding Ensemble Award, Outstanding Technical Theater Award, a Director's Award, and, of course, the 25th consecutive Critics' Choice. A heartfelt congratulations goes out to the whole cast and crew. I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.